The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Our Father, we thank you for today. And I want to ask you to anoint me again. Anoint me to hear your angel. Anoint my heart to speak your word. Raise me high to comprehend thoughts. Make my comprehension and receiving faster than before. Help me. I lift up my hands to you, Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us today. And thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you. I want us to open Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the next verse, blessed be the God. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. God, blessed be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the word. That's mean. It's not just blessed be God. No, it's blessed be the God. God, who is the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So our Lord Jesus Christ as God. And that same God is His Father. These two things, or these two status, aren't just mere words. They are very heavy. In the spirit. He repeated it again in verse 15 or 16. That is, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. So the Father is the Father of glory. He will give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. That tells us that God was His Father first of all, before He became His God. You know, there is that general understanding without light, the way we see fatherhood and godhood. We see it as a simple thing in Scripture. But in Bible, I'm talking about real fatherhood and real godhood. It's earned. It does not just only stay by you calling it. You have to earn it. You have to do something to get this title. I'm sorry that I'm saying this. But if you're going to scrutinize Scripture to the true sense of it, it can't just be your Father. if you don't do what will entail you to become his own son. I hope I'm talking to all of us. So, is our Father, there is a general manifestation of the fatherhood of God over people. But that fatherhood, listen to me, is God's care for everybody. God's benevolence for everyone. But that does not make God committed to you the way he ought to be committed to you. If you have God, say, yeah, they are my children. Somewhere, they are my children because my spirit quickened them. My spirit quickened them. The new birth, it's mainly a job of the Holy Spirit. Every child of God, everyone that is born again, you're a child of the Holy Ghost. You see, but that Father had not yet begotten you. And for the Father, Holy Ghost is an integral part of the Godhead. So God accepted fatherhood. It's like an adoption. Are you getting me? Without the pressing, the pumping of the very nature of the Father being pumped into your system. Holy Ghost can get things done. Are you listening to me? And yet God is not involved. There are many things in the spirit we need to understand. As a, like I said, to take by his mercy, you need to go into this knowledge of God to see some of the things. Shout hallelujah. We will just say birds have qualities. It's not all birds that are the same. Why? There is an allocation of the Godhead when Holy Ghost is solely responsible for you. Birth that comes from the name of the Holy Spirit. Because there is the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost. So, all names are not for nothing. They are for birth. Meaning there is a canal in the Holy Ghost. Can we shout hallelujah? That Holy Ghost takes spirits and recreates them. Holy Ghost does that and recreated their spirit through Christ in their spirit. And that continues. The Holy Ghost also takes their soul. Am I communicating with you? And begin to do a genetic engineering of the soul birth. Hallelujah. Using the water of the word, which is the revelation of Christi or Christ. Christ. To give birth to spirit, to souls. Not just spirits alone, but to soul. When the soul, the birth is completed in the soul. Maybe you don't understand. The birth of Christ, Christa, or Christos, or Christ, is the Holy Spirit. Is the Holy Spirit. To give birth to Christ is who? Can we shout hallelujah? But a season will come when the Father will have to be involved in bearing children. That is the season of everlasting life. When the Father will be, you'll be introduced to the Father's birth. And that's the time of the discovery of the incorruptible seed. Let me tell you, it's not every Christian that is born with the incorruptible seed. There is the seed of God called Christ. How many of you know that, sir? There is Christ of God, the seed of God. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. That is given to our spirit man. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Which our soul must eat through the Holy Ghost. Now, then, let me just explain a state. Now, there are dimensions in this birthing. It's possible for your spirit to be born of Christ and your soul isn't yet born. Now, the day your spirit gets born again, your soul knows nothing about that bath. You don't know too much about that. When I mean that bath, the nature of the bath. Because Christ is even higher than the natural state. Natural thinking. I hope I'm talking to you. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say Christ nature? Say it again, every one of us. So, the season when people are born, are battered by the Holy Ghost in their spirit. Hallelujah. Their soul are the children of the Holy Ghost. Their soul. What is their soul? All of us, you should say that, sir. What is their spirit? Their spirit is a son of the Holy Ghost. Is the son of the Holy Ghost. But their soul is a child. Because their soul is still carnal. So, birth needs to occur in their soul. Hallelujah. For their soul to be also sons. There are sons that are not yet the sons of God. Did you get that, sir? So, and they are children of the Holy Ghost. So you can see one person coming to church is a son, yet a child. So in his spirit, is a son. But in his soul, is just a baby. He will never behave like a son. He will behave like a baby. Because behavior is a character of the soul. It is the soul that translates nature. If the soul is not yet in nature, nature cannot be lived out. You can have a nature in your spirit that may never find expression throughout your lifestyle. As long as the soul is blank concerning that nature. Are you listening to me? What happens, sir? That nature is just trapped inside. And when you die and go to heaven, that's the time you will know. Because you have left your flesh. What now remains now is spirit and soul. Things will be clear to you, but you will not grow one day in heaven. You will still be a child. And there is a way you will be treated when you get to heaven. It's not everybody that will sit on the right hand side of God. Because the purpose of your soul being in the flesh is to land on earth. So your earthly suit, your life in the flesh, the whole lifetime of your flesh is for learning. It's for changing. It's not for living in a good house. Is not for acquiring good business. When they say, so if anybody asks you and said, what are you doing with your life? Shout hallelujah. You know, we'll proudly answer then about our physical vocation. But another life is there which is higher, which we should talk about more. Not the one that is obviously seen by many. You know, many, you will be ashamed If you are not in the natural state with your colleagues, you can be ashamed in the flesh. Maybe you are five in number and all your friends are actually top ranking men in the corporate world. And you are very below. After 10, 15 years, you want to associate with them. When you see them, there is that shame. You can't speak the way they speak. You can't communicate the way they communicate. You don't have the same reason capacity the way they reason. And they are up there. There's a story of young men who lived together in a particular place in Lagos. And suddenly many of those men came into money. Billionaires, millionaires, multi-millionaires. I know their story. I had prayed for one of them. Very rich men. So all but one among them didn't move up at all. He did everything to have money. He wasn't having it. Because that one was very close to me. Then one day they wanted to go out. Each wanted to up in into the car to help his friend to just go. And he said, no, one of the cars, no, you can't come into this place. This meeting is for boys. You can't join us. This is for boys. They forgot their friend. Can I say something to you? Everybody shout hallelujah. But do you know he is the one most often time that gets the deal, that locates the money, but he doesn't have power to take the money. he is the arrowhead. So those ones are supposed to say, you are the one getting it. Who will get it? Then who will give you share? It will have come about. You know, selfish nature. You just want to have hedge over your friend. You don't want to be the same. It's Satan. But nature will change. Maybe money is coming. Plans will begin to come. If 50 million is coming to you now, I get in. You won't. There's a way you'll be more humble than before. I'm not lying to you. People won't know why you are humble. It's not humility out of holy nature. It's a humility of mammon. Am I lying to you? What is the humility? It's taking account on how to use that money. She can't invest. Plan. Because this money must not reduce. Things devil takes over the mind. Somebody say, maybe one of your friends will show where you have to give your tithe. Pastor say, oh lady, one word. Oh lady, just they wait for you for something to happen. Praise God. Can we shout hallelujah? How many of you are blessed this morning? So you can see, if you regard the status change in the spirit, that's how it is. In the spirit, people move up. You really need to really invest. People relax and complacent when it comes to spiritual nature because they don't believe anything is in it. They don't believe that there is a profit in it. And just, okay, we are all children of God. We are going to heaven. Nature change, spiritual something. What nature? Nature change. What is nature change? Spiritual life. Okay. Spiritual life is not to be more holy. But people don't know that your reaction to the natural that makes you move for the natural, there is more of that in the spirit. When you go into the realm of the spiritual, you now know that status matters. The Bible says when Jesus will come, so that we will not be ashamed at his coming. When Jesus appears, some people will, hey! Ah! Lali Castania Lanata Jadana. Ah! Mukondavita Juelero in the spirit. Ah! Casalania Kumere in Tana life. Ah! Look at that young girl shining in the spirit. Ah! Jinodu de Gari. Ah! When you see Jesus' face, sir, Jesus is actually the author of a different civilization. King Jesus, no be ordinary man, no. Jesus is not a miracle worker. Jesus is actually the leader and the champion of an advanced war. Jesus is educated, very educated. Let me tell you something. This Jesus understood this war. Somebody literate, study, and all those things. Glory in it. There's glory in that thing. There is also glory. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a vocation. Christianity is a profession. Walk worthy of your vocation. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we blessed today? So, children of the Holy Ghost. Everyone say children of the Holy Ghost. Today I intend to quickly finish. Amen. So, if I'm a little bit fast, don't be angry with me. Shout hallelujah. Are you ready? Say amen. I told my wife that I will be closing very early today. Are you sure? You? Praise God. People don't know that God can do things quickly. All things that are impossible with men is possible with God. Even Reverend K, everything with God is possible. I'm not the one who owns myself. Am I the one who owns myself? Am I the owner of myself? Do I preach myself? So why should you time me? So, anytime God says we should stop. All I want to tell you that God can make 1 year 2 seconds. Do you believe that? So relax. Praise God. So somebody can be a son in a spirit, is a child in a soul. Where conversation is the soul. Relationship, interaction, are you getting me? Is the soul thing. Now, the spirit is the life. The soul is the worker. What of the body? The body is the ground, the plane of manifestation. That's the screen of manifestation. So walking, soul needs to walk. When a soul is not walking for a cause, that cause will not find effect. Those souls were walking for somebody else. Meanwhile, they were preaching with their body. And they were preaching, prophesying, and they expected reward. You don't tell that, no, no, no. I don't know you. I know who you are really working for. You worker of iniquity. It was their soul working hard, what my brother? Iniquity. Am I ready? Say amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Thank you, my father. Amen. Everyone shout hallelujah. When a time will come, that soul becomes a son. Then the soul comes into the same level with the birth of the spirit man. Ready to undertake the sonship of the fatherhood of God. I time, the first begotten. What I call the first birth of the Godhead is to be born of the Father. Father's sons. Is that clear? To become who, sir? The son of our Father. That's what everlasting life entails. The son of our Father. Amen. You don't remember the person saying, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased," was the Father. That's the manifestation of the Father. In whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Jesus was being commissioned by birth as a owner of everlasting life. It was happening. Different stages of everlasting life. God kept confirming it. And Jesus kept receiving the glories of this life. "This is my beloved son." That was the Father's talking. "In whom I am well pleased." Hear him. And the response of Jesus to he who talk is that, "My Father," he calls him "my Father," because that was the season of his fatherhood. So a time came, the Father need to birth him into a higher status. But that Father is not just a Father, he's also God. All of you will hear me. The Father is also a God, but is called the living God. The Father is the living God. He begat. You hear me? He begat. The Father is the living God that begat living Son. Or everlasting Son. This thing must be taught in churches. This is for believers. Everlasting sons. If you want to travel through birth, this is our journey. It's from the first day, birth, to the highest birth. Hallelujah. The Father gave birth to sons called everlasting sons. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Everlasting sons can also be called begotten sons of God. Begotten sons of God. Hallelujah. But there is a realm beyond the everlasting, which is eternal. Birth is also a realm of birth. Hallelujah. We call those people eternal sons or only begotten son. Only begotten son. The word "only" is for the realm of eternal life. Only begotten son. Now the Bible says, "No man hath seen God at any time, but the only begotten son of the Father." That's it. The only begotten son. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten son, which is in the bosom of the Father. Hear me? That word "bosom" of the Father is the hiding place of the Father. Bosom means the home of the Father. The place where that Father lives. Hear me? The place, the abode of the Father. The abode of the Father is the eternal God. The bosom of the Father is the eternal God. The Father goes back there when he has finished the work of fatherhood. And when he gets there, he also wanted to bring eternal son. So Jesus is there right now. So where Jesus entered into. Amen. We should say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says he must suffer and should enter into his glory. Hallelujah. Should enter where? What is his glory? Is to enter into the bosom of the Father. The bosom of the Father is the eternal God. They call the only true God. There's a difference between the only true God and the living God. Give me that place in the Old Testament that differentiates between the eternal God or the only true God, the living God, and the only true God. It's in the Old Testament. I understand this. The eternal God is thy refuge. The underneath him, there is the only true God in the Old Testament. Puncture it. The only true God, or the true God, and the living God, is there in the Bible. Now, the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and everlasting King. So, you can see he's twin here. He is not just what, sir? He is the true God. He is the living God. Now, the living God is the God of truth. The God of truth. But a God that is true. Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Or the only true God. It can only take the only true God to have immortality. Do you have another one? You don't have another one, but this is one. This is a very strong hallelujah. So the only true God is the eternal God. But you know we have everlasting God also. They are not the same. Everlasting God is the Father. The only true God is Uzza. Is real raw God. With the God of eternal life. Or eternal life itself. Or when you see everlasting life is the Father. Amen. Eternal God is Uzza. Is the only true God. You have another one? 4 Thessalonians. Let's see 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9. Let's see it. Amen. For they themselves show us what manner of entering in we had unto you. How ye turn to God for to serve Uzza, the living, ye turn, is this one? Okay, you turn to God from idol to serve living and true God. So it's both living and true God. So the only true God, the true God, and the living God. The living God is the everlasting Father. You know what Peter called him? The place where he was on earth was that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He wasn't yet the Son of the true God. So after resurrection, hallelujah, he became the Son of the true God. And there's only one God that is true. Eternal life. Eternal life is true. Truth is everlasting life. Well, let me use it this way, because at times, if you're not careful, you can see some definition, and those definitions are correct. When the Bible was saying, let me use the word true. The word true is divided into two. Living is inside, and the actual truth is inside. Or it's divided into truth and true. So eternal life is true life. Everlasting life is the truth of God's life, or is the truth of life, or is the truth, life of truth. And but there is a smaller truth, Christ. But there is a higher truth, the Father, or the living God, or the everlasting God. We shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? Can we say amen? That is why the first truth is the power unto the higher truth. And the higher truth is the power unto the true. So you can see, in scripture you use only potentate. So when the God gave the world, is the only begotten Son. It's not just the Son of God. They didn't just give us everlasting Son. They gave us who, sir? The only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have what, sir? We are not saying amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
But let's see verse 15. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But have everlasting life. What does it mean? Or eternal life. Sorry, please. Verse 14. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Even so must what, sir? Be what, my brother? Can we shout amen?
Amen.
What does these things mean? Meaning the Son of Man must be lifted up. I love the word lifted up. And whosoever, the next verse, whosoever, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. But what, sir? Amen. Can we say whosoever? Can we say whosoever? Believe what was, sir? And how will we, are we going to lift up the Son of Man up? Do we need a stick to put him on? Is Reverend taught this message yesterday about men like Moses. You need Moses to lift him up. It can only take a prophet of the face of God, whom God talks to in his similitude, to see the Son of Man. That's why the person who preached Jesus was John the Baptist. It was the prophet of the highest. No, there are three things the priest and the Levites came to ask Jesus. Book of John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse, yes. And they ask him, what then art thou? Then, art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou the prophet? Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. And they said, who art thou? That we may give answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? And he said, I am just the voice that cried in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said prophet Isaiah. Is there anyone again? This is not it all. Give me a verse before the verse you put here. Well, all of the questions. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent, they sent priests and Levites. Who did they send, son? Those are not ordinary. In the order of the tabernacle, they sent outer court and holy place to him. That's what they sent to him. If you want to really know the Messiah, are you getting me? They need to send, who did they send, sir? Outer court. And at the holy place, which is the court, those beings who stay there, because they are the beings of the names of the Lord. They are the one who have insight to secret. It was the Jews. It's the Jews, not just the Pharisee. The Jews is a community of many. Are you listening to me? Can we shout hallelujah? Who did they send to him, sir? And the Levites from Jerusalem. From where, sir? The Pharisees and the Sadducees were a different company, but these ones are different. They came to know, who are you? And Abe themselves has the acid test to know who you are, if you are false. And he confessed and denied not. John began to talk to them. They didn't ask John, are thou the Christ? John know what they came for. He said, I am not the Christ. Because they know they have the secret of Christos, of Christ, in the Old Testament. Do you know that the Bible said to them belongeth the oracle? Yeah. And you know, all these names are the names of the oracles. He said, are thou Christ? They asked him. And he said, look at me. And he said, I am not the Christ. Let me read that. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Then, if you are not the Christ, that's the first one. Are thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Then, are thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then you can, for a long time, I confuse Elias and the prophet. But I said they are two different things. The prophet was the one Moses spoke of in Deuteronomy. A prophet like unto me will your Lord God raise. Not so. Can we shout hallelujah? The Lord God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, and of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him shall you hearken. And the according to all that thou desires of thy Lord, thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord, my God, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among the brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. These words are words of everlasting life and eternal life. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them, and all that I shall command him. What is the meaning of that, every one of you? The meaning of that is the purpose of coming to the mountain was for his fear to be in their heart. This is what I'm trying to say. That day, God wanted to write on their heart. But that day, God wrote on a stone. God was unable to write in their heart. And God later on chose stone for their heart. So God gave them the stone. God made covenant with them through a stone. God made covenant with a stone for them so that he can dwell among them. So there can never be a dwelling without covenant. I just say amen.
Amen.
So God now said to Moses, don't worry, I know what to do. Right? God told him to come up to the mountain. For 40 days, after God spake, first of all, on the mountain, Moses wrote all the books. Are you listening to me? The words in the books. And Moses enjoined them to that book. But God said to Moses, come up. When Moses went up, they tarry and tarry long. They decided to raise a tabernacle of Moloch. And at the end of the 40th day, Moses came down with the two stones. God has just made covenant with the people. Anytime God is about to make covenant, God will also want you to rear their heads. Because the making of the covenant is also the giving of God to you. God was looking for a dwelling place among them, but they raised a tabernacle as against the tabernacle that they have raised already. There was a tabernacle of congregation which needs its covenant for God to come into the house. But Satan moved against them. Moloch came through a star called Leinfar. That star came into and missed the congregation and drive them to loss, to raise a different tabernacle to stop God from coming. Now God will not fight the star. The star only came to appeal to the people, and the people agreed to him. So the raising of the tabernacle is actually an agreement with that star. That star is a spirit of darkness. Hallelujah. But thank God, in anger, Moses broke the law. In anger. Then the next morning, God told Moses, come up again and write upon the stone. And Moses hewn stone. Moses will know the difficulty of getting a stone. Moses went through the difficulty of hewing stone himself and carrying it up. And God passed by him. And he saw the back of God. As he saw the back of God, the ability to write came upon him. So he inscribed on that stone. It was, the second stone was Moses' work, but they say, and God wrote. As I said, Moses wrote. Meaning God possessed him to write. But God is saying in the last days to Moses, don't worry, I will raise a prophet. The Israel did not know about this. Moses was recounting it in Deuteronomy. After they have crossed three wilderness, they encamp at the plain of Moab, I get it, near Shittim, just to cross Jordan. That was the book of Deuteronomy. Then Moses, everyone say Moses, shouted to everyone of you, sir, began to expound the law. That's expound the law, interpretation of the law. Moses have grown. He was interpreting the law. So he wasn't teaching them the name of the Lord. He was teaching them the name of Elohim. That's Deuteronomy. It's the covenant of the Almighty. The people have now grown after 40 years to receive covenant from God. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. So he was now teaching them on how to handle the land of promise. Then he now told them, a time is coming. This is not all, though. You people will backslide. You will do this. You will fall. But a season will come. A prophet like unto me will the Lord God raise. Like unto thee, I shall put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them, and I shall command as that I shall command him. A prophet. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, and which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Of him. Shout hallelujah. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. There are many prophets now speaking in the name of other gods. I had Reverend this morning teaching us about the gospel. That gospel is simply an interpretation, accurate interpretation from the owner of the writer. That gospel is simply preaching, is preaching, not reading. Is preaching. Gospel is breath of the Almighty. Is that clear? So you can't read the Bible. You can never study the Bible and have the gospel. They need to send preachers of it. The preachers of it are the ones who carry the breath of the accurate interpretation of what those things meant. Is that clear? Shall we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So you don't make breath preachers in Bible school. The owner needs to unpick them and make them carriers of the gospel. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Go back to 1 John. John chapter 1. John chapter 1 quickly. Time is against us. And this is the record of John. They ask him, are thou the Christ? He said, no. He said, I'm not the Christ. Then I'm not Elias. And I am not that prophet. I'm not that prophet. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Do you agree with me that Christ, you have to be a Christ first of all. Then the next level is that junction of Elias. It can only take Elias to introduce you to the prophet. So the prophet is not a prophetic office. Reverend sir, prophet there is the Son of God. The prophet is the Son of God. The prophet is also the only Son of God. There are two dimensions to prophetic title. The first of all, the Son of the Living God and the Son of the Eternal God. So that prophet is not prophetic office. Prophet are those who will use prophecy. Prophecy is actually the birth interpretation of the prophetic nature. You see, that prophecy is the birth bulletin to be born. The manner of birth is what is in prophecy. So everlasting life is a prophecy. Everlasting life is what, my son? Shout it again, everybody. So it can only take a prophet to teach it. It can only... Why preaching it? What is prophet, son? Prophets are the practitioners of life. We need to understand the prophetic nature. Prophets are what, sir? Practitioners of life. Especially high life of God. The high life of God. Can you give me Exodus? When God was reproving Maria or Miriam concerning Moses and Musa and Aaron, they spoke against their brother. They thought it was Moses. Miriam and Aaron speak against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, "Hath the Lord in this spoken?" Oh my God. Yeah. "Hath the Lord in this spoken? Have not in okay, only spoken by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord had it. Then the Lord came out. The pillar of cloud descended in the front of their tent. And he said, imagine a pillar descending and saying, "Miriam, come out. Aaron, come out." And the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. Now I want you to see like unto me. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in vision. And what, sir? I will speak unto him in a dream." So seeing God through vision is very low. Then my servant Moses is not so. I don't deal with him in that order. Who is faithful in all my house? So if you want to know prophet of this status, are prophets they attach God's house to? Not so. Amen. They attach Uzzah. If you want to know them, they have insight to the building. That's faithfulness. God rates faithfulness according to how you treat his house. Where he's going to dwell. And heaven is my throne, the heart is my footstool. Where is the place you will build unto me? Where is the place? Where is my house? Where is the place of my rest? Where is the house that you have built unto me? So Moses was faithful where? All my house. Now, when it comes to house issue, visions and dreams is not needed. You don't need prophets of dreams and vision. You need prophets. Let's see the stethoscope. Status of prophets. Take me back. Yeah. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, because it pertaineth where I will rest. Even apparently, and not in dark speeches. Reverend sir. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Similitude of the Lord is revelation, manifestation of his person. The Lord will have to talk to him himself. He will come out and reveal himself. Is it remember that what Jesus said? I will come and manifest myself. Yeah, when it comes to issue of house, because that manifestation finally ends in John chapter 14. I and my Father will come, will make our abode. When manifestation is taking place, they are thinking of where to live. So you don't talk against such beings. They are not just ordinary people. Father, we give you praise. Can I go ahead and say amen? Amen. Shout hallelujah. Wherefore, then why are you not afraid? Somebody who behold me. I appear to you while you are sleeping. Or I shut your eyes. But this one mouth to mouth. I come almost physically to talk to him and say to him about my house. No dark speeches. It behold my similitude. That similitude. Something that is similar, who looks like me. This one behold my presence to hear me and give me, to give instruction to him concerning my house. And he was faithful. Don't you see? To Moses was downloaded the measurement of the house. Reverend sir. To what sir? To Moses, they gave him everything and make sure it is done according to pattern. So, such a man, Miriam should not have opened her mouth. Then Moses said, a prophet like unto me will the Lord God raise. So it means he too must behold God. But this time around, not in the similitude of God. He has to really behold the true God. He has to see the living God. No wonder John now said, of all status that have seen God, prophets of houses, prophets who can download measurement. I listen, the highest, the real one has come, that all those ones have not seen God at any time. Even Moses. Everybody shout hallelujah. That Moses saw God in where? In similitude. Now, Moses saw God according to the similitude of man. Hear me. How many of you know that Adam too was seeing God according to God's similitude? Can I go further? I'm not hearing you say amen. Amen. Then there is a similitude of earth, but there is also a similitude of heaven. Cherubims behold God in his similitude. They don't really see him. No eye has seen this God. At any time. Amaha. The only person that has seen him. It means God has many persons he can give to you. They are all similitude. And they are in shades and degrees. Heavenly similitude. Earthly similitude. But there is one. Only there is the actual projection, actual manifestation of his true self. Of who, my brother? And that true self is who, sir? Is the only true. But there is a true God. But there is the only true God. The only true God is just one God. He can only, the only person that ever saw him, and is not just saw, he did not just see, he's still seeing him. Is his son. He started seeing him in his everlasting state. God remove all those similitude as a garment. But hey, he can project. I said, Balaam called him. He came. Balaam called similitude. Are you getting me? Yes, now. He said, and the Lord came. It's God who came. It was similitude. Shout hallelujah. It was him, and that's not him. Look at me. God can send many ambassadors. Not angelic, out of himself. Satan made a mistake. He thought that he has seen everything. He has seen who, sir? Not knowing that that being is, they say that being, that God, the only true God. Say it again, sir.
The only true God.
Say it again.
The only true God.
As a dimension, he has not shown to the present heavens and the present earth. Is what Jesus saw. The true state of himself is what appears to Jesus. And that is what we are dealing with now in the New Testament. Amen? Reverend. And that's what our father became. Hallelujah. Similitude, they all saw. Similar to God. Looks like God. Look like. Like likenesses. Reverend, likenesses. Don't play with God, though. Our Almighty Father can show likenesses. And yet, he has not given you the original one. I love the word photocopy. According to the machine that can print it. There are certain machines that can bring a strong photocopy. In those days, photocopy was not too clear. But right now, photocopy is like original, but it's yet what, my brother. They can bring a machine that has a developing technology, high developing resolution that can copy and say, bye bye. But yet, all of those manifestations were all photocopying of God. And he projected it. But they are not the actual thing. When you say no man is not human being. Man means stature. Manpower. Man, stature that has capacity to see me. Now, like I said, seers. God told me some time ago in Lagos, he said, you are now a seer. Hey, man, nana, kataro, alaye, muni babao. Ah! Vision, deni, repete. He said, you are a seer now. I have made you a seer. You have now become a seer. He was talking to me. You have become a seer. I said, you know, there's a way you respect that word. Are you eternal? Woli de. Alabasa. Tima boju mi se kweba. I think kweba rin kweba. Ah! Money ma meju e jakini lule. E janule. E janule. E dabira. And then, you know Yoruba, you know Nollywood. Is it all yellow? You can only one. Why there? You say, hey, and don't share it. Am I lying to you? They will show you television. Hey, I thought, not that I don't see vision, but God closed vision tap to talk to me. He wants my soul to see. That was the discipline. He wants me to be singing, not bringing a vision. He will bring word and I will see. It is my soul. Vision is not for your soul. Vision is for your body. It's a carnal manifestation. So when visions are too much in someone's life, many of them cannot practice the exercise of sight or can't receive what is called judgment. You will be weak in judgment. Your spiritual faculty will be suspended. It won't be working. Most of the time, senses are suspended when visions occur. Yeah. There's always a suspension. It tasks the mind. That's why in visions, when they show prophets visions, hear me. Son of man, what seest thou? What does this mean? Most of them, I know not. They see, but you can see and you don't know. So great prophets like Balaam see vision, yet he understand it. So they've actually tutored him with actually seeing manifestation or capability, meaning to understand. Then Paul combined it in the New Testament. I come to visions and revelation. But revelation is the end of all things. All sight is actually the sight. Now you can be in vision and not have revelation. Vision is good when it is revelatory. You can take me into the spirit and I don't understand what is going on. But when I go into the spirit, while I am in the spirit, I should be understanding. Now, somebody may not see vision. And they need to move the vision and make you see vision. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And see things in the spirit. But somebody can just be studying and is seeing what you are seeing. When you come back, he will explain it better than you. Now, there are people who are in heaven right now. Some of us have not physically been to heaven. We have seen a lot of heaven that they've not seen.
Wow.
You have seen heaven. You know about heaven. So much about heaven. Because heaven has been taught you. Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So I was expecting vision. Until later. God, it's not... It's your soul that I want to make you. You will not just understand. I'm bringing you. The realm of a seer is a high prophetic dimension. God was talking to me about everlasting life. I didn't know that I will make you see me. See me in my true sense. To see me is to understand me. For us to come into such sight, it must have been the Father's joy, the Father's will, Jesus' intercession for sight to occur. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. He hath declared him. Can we shout it again, sir? He hath declared him. All of you should shout that, sir.
He hath declared him.
All of you must say that, I beg you.
He hath declared him.
Now, Reverend said something concerning Lucifer, son of the morning. The brag of these beings is what they see. But God wants to give man what they have not seen. You are going to look at what is not seen. Let me tell you, there is only one thing that has not been seen, Reverend. One thing. Why we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things. What are the things that are not seen? Things that are not seen are eternal. Every other thing has been seen. Is he heaven? Is he angels? Anything you can think of, what happens there? But eternal things, angels has not seen it. They don't know eternal things. But they want you to see it. But the things which are not seen, but the things which are seen are temporal. Now when he talks about eternal things here, it starts with everlasting. Because everlasting life, your quality of everlasting life is not just a similitude. It's the appearance of the image of God. Say it, son. All of you must, please, what I'm about to say is sensitive. Now, the appearance, say it again, every one of you. Or what, sir? Now, that is one thing you must see before you can see the true God. Without him, you won't see the true God. Now, image of God. Image of God. Image of God. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. It's not so, Pastor. So make man what, sir? In our image, after what, sir? After our likeness. So that it's clear, Adam was not the image of God. He was made in the image of God, even after the likeness of God. So he's not there. Hallelujah. So who is the image of God? Or what is the image of God? Something has been God's image. I want to show you something. Something has been what, my brother? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All of you must say amen.
Amen.
Image of God. Not so, Pastor. You've seen it, sir. Very easy. The image of God is the Father. He is invisible. So he needs a son to capture him. Now, the Father is the invisibility, is the invisible image, is the invisible. Let's open to the book of Romans chapter 1. I want to magnify that. This is gospel. For the invisible things, God, hallelujah, of him, sir, the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. These two things that are invisible of him, there are two things that are the invisible things of him. Or if you want to know who is God, who is God, there are two of them. What is God? What is God? Are two things: eternal power and the Godhead. So another word is that these two things are persons of God. God's eternal power and the Godhead. So it's clear, the Godhead is eternal life. You know, yesterday I taught you about the power of divine nature, which is divine power. Is that clear, sir? So eternal power is what, sir? Is the power to the Godhead. So eternal power is a being. And all the three dimensions, look at me. The Father, God, the God the Father, the Son, or the God the Word. There was no sonship at the beginning. It wasn't a son of anybody. It was like the Holy Ghost. He was Logos. Some people thought maybe God gave back to Logos. No. Logos was not a son. Issue of a son was because of us. Issue of a song was what, sir? I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Can I say something? Issue of exaltation of Jesus from the dead is because of us. He doesn't need exaltation. In fact, right now he's been reduced. Even though he's seated on the throne, he has changed form. He's no longer wearing the form of God. He's carrying the form of a man as God. That's why he can still submit to God. He will be in he's still in subjection to God. But after he has taken power and reign over all things and bring all things under his subjection, he himself will become subject to God. But he wasn't subject to God in the eternal past. He was just God. So subject to God is to teach us how to be subject to God. So Jesus is an eternal sacrifice. You see that state that he is he offered himself up to God through the eternal spirit. After resurrection, another offering, eternal life offering. Are you getting me? He offered himself, gave himself. Lord, this is what I'm going to be to you eternally. And I will not change. And I will not diminish. And I will not exalt myself. And I will be content with this state eternally. What Lucifer could not do. Why did he do that? Because no creature can practice it. At first. Say it again, sir. No creature. They gave it. That was what Adam was supposed to become. Oh my God. It would have just been Adam under them, the three of them. But say it again. Adam. If God will not put the tree of life, it's not for a joke. He wants Adam to actually took that. That was Adam's place. That's why he was the last Adam. Yes. The word Adam means son of man. Do you know in his eternal state, why he's still calling, when you shall see the son of man descending? I said, why is this son of man following this thing? Remove it now. They said, no. Because it's a man that has become me. I want men to see themselves. What I made man to be. This is the gospel. Man will be higher than all creation. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Let's see Hebrews chapter 2 verse 5. Verily he took. Now, did you see this? I said the Father is the image. That fatherhood of God is the condescension of the Godhead into everlasting state. Which God, the first life, say it again, sir, of God is the manifestation of the fatherhood of God. The true father, the correct, the actual picture. So the image is the work of God. Image is under, or image is God's everlasting hands. Hallelujah. The image is the everlasting hand. The everlasting hand has to do with works. First work, last work. Hands, arms are two. That's why you have to believe our report. Believe Christ. To whom arm of the Lord is revealed. They won't reveal the everlasting God to you if you don't believe their report. And report is always a report of faith. Son of faith is Christ. Arm of God is the image of God. Jesus became all. Say arm. What is everlasting arm? What is arm, son? Two arms of God. Everlasting life. They are works. Amen. Before then, let me just through this place. That image is invisible. Sir, if you can sight the image, you have seen God. Eternal life is sure. If you can capture that image, because the image is what to do to see God. The image is what, my brother? That's why they call it his works. So when Jesus gave When he says servant of God, first of all, what are those things? Those who are called to walk the image and receive it. Hallelujah. Amen. So everlasting life is the work of God. Yeah. But the person who is the discharge of the Father is what the Father does. When he said the Father walketh, either to an I walk. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. As the Father raiseth the dead and quickeneth them. There are two things. So. Raising and what, sir? He first of all raised them. What is he raising? He's raising an image. When they are raising an image, he's calling you from the dead. Now, the Bible says, raiseth the dead. Said, raiseth the dead. It's not complete deadness. Those dead, they are Christ. Those dead are what, sir? To be dead is to be clueless. Because when you lack understanding, you are like the dead dwelling, like a man dwelling in the congregation of the dead. Yes, lack of understanding means you are dead. Yes. Oh my God. You see, the realm of God, those who are not there are dead. You are supposed to pass from death unto life. When you come into life, you come into judgment. So judgment means quickening you, raising you to have God's perspective. Carry God's work. A worker of God, say it again, son. Or those who do God. Or those who get the Father's work done. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Those are them that have everlasting life. Do you get me? Even so, the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Jesus is saying, the Father will not give everlasting life to any again. He's already given life to one man. The Son has become God's image. All that God wants to do on earth with Jesus is make him his own image. Finish. Satan hates that. He doesn't want you to carry God's works. Lucifer too is a father. His real works. His works is not to possess people. That's, he's not interested. He's looking for a man that he can download his works, his image. That's why he's a father of lies. Lies is not just literal lie telling. Lie is a constituted lifestyle that is a departure from God. Lie is a great debt. Lie is not small death. Lies is hell and death. It is falsehood and lies. Hell and death is image. They are the everlasting arms of Satan. Nobody has it. Say it again, sir. Somebody say, Reverend, you shouldn't be so by here until your love revelation. That's when Reverend was ministering today. You encourage me. Because Satan will tell you it's too much. Satan comes to talk to me. When he has the time, he will come and meet me. How are you doing? You don't want to leave this eternal life business. KK, I just want to advise you. If anything happens to all of them, you are in trouble. Are you sure of this everlasting life? Everlasting boy. You know, he talks to me. Okay, me, I'm just telling you my own. Is, you know, Satan talking to you? You think he's a friend talking to you. Imagine somebody say, me, I'm telling you what, sir? My own. You better be wise now. Why disturbing yourself? Why disturbing yourself? Why are you disturbing yourself? Revelation. Is disturbed. I'm not the one disturbing myself. He's the one disturbing himself. At least he wants to stop it. Why don't you rest a little bit? Second, I'm not saying leave the message. Just move it somehow. Platterpate it. I don't know that English. Say it again, sir. Platterpate. You know what I mean? Just give it a dressing. What is he trying to do? He wants to corrupt the word. It's worrying. So you think those who teach these things like to preach it? You think they don't face challenge? There is a challenge. No, I understand. Eternal life, man. You know, you maybe either coming. That's when the thing begin to flow. Or when you are in the toilet. I said, what happened? I did think you have done this thing. Later on, you will realize that it's nothing. I laugh at him. I know it's something. He wants to kill a preacher. So you think Jesus was not facing those things? You know how much he must have talked to Jesus? Night and day. Night and day. If he's talking to the throne night and day concerning you, you think he won't talk to you what? How many times you have received firing of thought? At times the thing can weigh me a little bit. I'm not saying I'm not living. I will tell my children, I say, Daddy, oh Lord, is your leader. You all look back on. You will come out, then you come on. Don't go on here. You didn't finish here. Time will just send me, Baba, tell you by hey. No wonder he's angry with you. Really? Maybe the time he's talking, that was when Satan is moving his words. I just need to tell you some of this so you are not the only one facing things. Don't just think where one can't speak like that. We have men of like passion, but whom God has helped and enabled to stand for your sake. Is that clear? And how many of you know that your God is answering your prayers? Listen, I'm not going to get discouraged. Don't even say, oh, it won't happen. It's not going to happen. I'm just showing you that there are battles to this side. But the battle counts for nothing. The weight of what God is bringing is too much. He had judgment. The Father has committed all judgment unto the Son. So the Son has been, meaning all judgment. It can only take judgment to actually download image. Say download.
Download.
What is judgment? Yeah. Discernment. Comprehension. Teaching. You see, when they are teaching you judgment, they are making you a judge. So the word judgment is actually the Hebrew word for God exercise. Those who think in God's pattern, they are called Elohims. Elohim means a judge. It's actually a judicial word. When God is now judging, he's not judging unto death. He wants to judge you until you arrive at life. He will teach you how to separate thoughts and take out evil thoughts until you're able to discern unto accurate life. You must see expanse of life. You must see life beyond little. You must see life in its abundance. Can I say amen?
Amen.
It takes judgment. It is only Elohims that can see everlastingness. Do you get me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Say it again, sir. Say it again, sir. Now, I will tell you what I'm trying to say. Some people can see life little. That's why they plan small. When you see life here, you are dead. But when you see life more than here, you can see afar off. Satan won't get you. So you need judgment to participate in the quality of life. And for you to see the infinite, go beyond the finite, go into the infinite resolution, see life beyond minds of men. See life not beyond creation. They break the boundaries of creation and you see life. You see the expanse of life. As far as your eyes can see, that have I given unto you. Such a person, you will see life without death, and you will not die. You will not die does not just mean my body will not fall. Paul is not dead. Even body is taken, was taken. Is Paul dead? Paul was not dead. Paul has become life. So whosoever liveth and believeth me shall not die. Believest thou this? Now let's go down to chapter 4. This is the way. The Father honoreth, the Father judgeth no man, committed all judgment unto the Son. Chapter 6 or 5. Yeah. Verse 23. I want to finish here. That all men should not honor the Son. I love this word, honor the Son. You can't honor the Son without response to everlasting life. Even as they honor the Father. Are you saying that? To honor the Father is to live a very high life. To honor the Father is to live a, sir, to what, sir? To live a very high life. Live life abundantly. That's how you honor the Father. This is showing the works of God. Living, you see, life manifestation is a manifestation of work done within. Manifestation of what is done within. If you want somebody, know somebody who has life, works has been done in him. And the Father raised people and quickened them by works done in them. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Amen. So, and honoreth the Father which has sent the Son. Now listen, the Father didn't send the Son without raising the Son. Reverend, sir. The Father did not what, sir? Without what, sir? Meaning the Father gave life to the Son, then sent him. Meaning the Father made the Son his own image. So Jesus became the image of the invisible God. The God that can never be seen. When, sir, the day God finished with the work of the image, he was happy. He has succeeded. Adam could not. No man could. Hallelujah. That day, Jesus completed the fullness of everlasting life. I knew God rejoiced. God rejoiced. Even though he was not yet on the cross, God rejoiced. I said, God did what, sir? Because what has happened, sir, his vision, his prophecy was fulfilled. A prophet was made. Then a prophet needs to be raised. His raising is when he became the day star. What they took and crucified was a day star. It was a day star that later on enter into the morning and became a morning star. Open your Bible. Help me get that thing. The drink. Can we shout hallelujah? There's a lot of work in this message. I didn't think we have 6 months, we should just teach it consistently. Let me get the mug. Thank you for listening. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5. For unto the angels that he not put the world to come, put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. He didn't put the world to come in subjection, whereof he never did that to angels. The one we are speaking. Now, the speaker here are not the Hebrew church. The Hebrew church, they are the hearers. The speaker are messengers, the ambassadors. And one of them was Paul, who was a translator of the message of the Son, because the Son is the one who is speaking it. And they were able to hear it. Then he now told the church, if you will hear his laws, harden not your heart. That tells us that the intent of he who is on the throne is to put the world in, to come in subjection under some people. God wants to put what? Under what, sir? Its intention is all men. But it's clear God can't get it done with all men. All men don't leave the devil at the same time. So they need harvest. Mommy, they need what, sir? I want to teach you little message here. They need what? What harvest? Harvest of children from the sanctuary into the embassy of God, which is everlasting life. So the escort of the Holy Spirit is to the sanctuary. It is there that the Father gives children to the high priest. And these children ought to be taught nothing but glory. Let's see verse 10. For it became him by whom are all things, and by whom, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, by whom are all things, and for whom are all things. All things are for him, and all things are by him. This is God the Father of glory, in bringing many sons unto glory. So we have sons who are not sons of glory. To bring many sons unto glory simply means bring sons into everlasting life. Because everlasting life is the first glory. Everlasting life is what, my brother? Can we shout it, every one of you? I hope you're not tired of me. Do you want me to continue? I am at the last lap of the message. What did I call everlasting life, every one of you? That's why they call it life everlasting, the ministration of glory. It's different from the ministration of eternal weight of glory. So the Jesus is the teacher, say teacher,
teacher.
Or the minister of the sanctuary, of, and of what, sir? Meaning that true tabernacle is everlasting wall, is the holiest. But there is another tabernacle, or there is another dimension, which is the throne in the holiest, the place of the ark. That's the hand of the holiest. You can be in the holiest and not be on the throne. So let's see Hebrew chapter 8. Now we have been saying some things. This is the sum of all the things. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. When we have such an high priest, we sit on the right hand of the majesty, on the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Nay, is not that word, that realm is eternal. Then he asked, minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. Meaning minister who takes in from the sanctuary. He can enter the sanctuary, come into the true tabernacle. Are you getting me? Then sit on the throne. So you have praised those three dimensions. How many of you know that the ministry of an high priest starts from the sanctuary? Nobody trims the lamp in the sanctuary but Aaron. The high priest every day goes there to trim the lamb, then go back. He is actually the eye of the sanctuary. He shed lights for his children to actually do the operation of the sanctuary, of the shewbread, see the shewbread and offer. Meaning he's the teacher. He's the preacher. It is his eye that his children are using. So if those eyes are not being trimmed, they won't see correctly. Then quickly, God adopted a son from the tribe. From the tribe of Ephraim. A daughter of... is it the wife of Manoah called Anna? Whom God delayed his birth, the birth of her womb, for her to make an oath to give birth to a son. So God delayed the birth, not the devil. God make sure, because God was my brother? In need of a son priest. So she made vow that, Lord, if you give me a son, I will not what, sir? She's been praying. But the day she said, if you give me a son, I would give him back to you. God said, your prayer is answered. That is praying according to the will of God. God said, Baba, Reverend, Pastor, Reverend King, God has been looking. God is wise. So is the one playing that joker. Just please don't open Anna's womb now. I need a son. Can I pass Samuel to her? There was a season of need. God was in need. Anna vowed that boy will not be at home. I will not redeem the child with a lamb. I will give the child to you. And then God said, thank you, Anna. When Samuel was up to an age, she brought him. How did he bring him, sir? He brought him with an ephod. The boy was a priest. Mommy. Anna woman must have been terrible, man. She sold what, man? Meaning, he's your priest. You know, it's only priests that wear ephod, not even Levite. No wonder the house where the boy sleeps is in the only place. A child sleeping in the holy place where no commoner can come. He sleeps there and is comfortable. What drives him there? Holy Ghost. Angels. Go back. Come on, go and sleep there. They drive him, go and be sleeping there from childhood. He began to sleep there when the eyes of Aaron were going dim and the light of the candlestick was burning low. Then I affected Aaron's eye. So the eye of Eli's eye, Eli's eye was actually the candlestick. So Israel was in trouble. There was no word of God. The word of God was scarce. Not the law of God, not the true God. They need a child who will light Israel. So God has to take a caution quickly to salvage Israel by getting himself a son. So that boy was groomed in the tabernacle. And God began to speak to him. How God speaks to priests. He was hearing God from the holy place. God told him everything that would happen to the household. He became God's friend because God was in need. Jesus, I thank you. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
The purpose was to, because God knew the ark would be lost. The ark war occurred. because of the sins of the sons, those priests committed sin. And God cast curse upon their solemn feast. He cursed it. They couldn't offer anymore. Israel was without offering. There should be that every day obligation, both in the morning and both in the evening. That feast, nothing was happening in Israel. The ark was taken. What happened to all those feasts that takes place every year? Israel suffered. Now, to represent Israel, are you hearing me? One man's voice was keeping the whole nation. It's equivalent to all the response every year. It was in one. No wonder he has to locate David. He's the one that can bring David. That's what was in him, hallelujah, was what was transferred into what, my brother? Into David. When David came, are you listening? The same thing. David, I don't know David, they said David. David was a warrior. David stole the ark from the house of Levi and took it to Judea. What kind of a might is that? He just took it and God was not hungry. First of all, he was taking it. Obed Edom died. No, not Obed Edom. Uzzah. Say Uzzah. What does it mean Uzzah? Zeal would die. Zeal dies. It's not by works. Uzzah wanted to help the hack, not knowing that all those eccentric motion of an hack knows what he's doing. So a zeal person, let's help God. Bam! You don't help me. That motion means something in the realm of the spirit. Then finally, what happened? Obed Edom. I'm sure everybody left it for Obed, the Lord is in your hand. Everybody ran away. But God began to bless Obed Edom. The heart chose. And David heard that God has begun to bless Obed. He prepared Obed, this heart will not stay in your house. I'm taking it. He prepared himself in our war an effort. And a linen effort, a linen gown with a white. He was dressed in linen. He knew how to appear before the presence. The way the high priest go into the holiest. David dressed himself that way and brought singers. Let's begin. Begin to pour libation on the ark. Begin to sing. And the ark said, David will get here. David escorted the ark and built a small tent. Not a glorious tent. He knows that God is not moved by tent. He's moved by heart. And David did something, sir. He now organized singers, sons of Levi. Not priests. He didn't call priests. He called Levites. David promoted Levites. Levites have never come near the ark. He said, Levites begin to sing. Jeduthun, Asa, Korah begin to make songs. They were singing every day. They call that tabernacle of David. Israel saw it and said, ah! And God was so angry. For how many years? This is the sure message of David. God loved this man. God loved this man. Jehovah likes this man. The man moved with heart. Love moved him close. He found mercies. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. I say you will find mercy this day. Yeah. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God needs to bring us to glory. To bring us to glory, like I said, the first glory is the glory of image. Or the glory of God's works. Can we shout that, sir? The glory of image or the glory of God's works. Amen. Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. I hope you are blessed. You hijacked us and delay us in the spirit. Shout hallelujah. So, I started preaching when they came here. Shout hallelujah. Can I continue? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. So it's clear, glory causes image. Glory discharge image. So it's clear, it's the ministration of glory. Or everlasting life is actually the life from the glory of God. So the life of the glory of God is actually the glory of God. What does glory of the Lord or the glory of God discharges? Image. So they are materials of glory.
Amen.
They are what, sons? So if they are materials of glory, the lifestyle should be a glorious life. Can we shout that, sir? Glorious life. Shout it, every one of you, I bless you. Hey! If somebody says, I want to be a minister of the gospel, sit down and be taught to everlasting life alone. Then let us send you to make a minister of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Because the letter killeth, the Spirit giveth life. That's why such sufficiency is not of us, but is of God, who has made us able minister of the New Testament. Minister the New Testament, God is everlasting life. Ministration of what? Of the New Testament is what, sir?
Is everlasting life.
Is to minister everlasting life. But life precedes, which is Christ. Yeah. When you minister Christ, you prepare for the core of the testimony. Ministration of righteousness, which is also called ministration of glory. If the ministration of condemnation be glory, give it to me. Which verse is that, Iola? If the ministration of condemnation be glory. Verse 9. Hallelujah. For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. This ministration of righteousness is the ministration of the everlasting righteousness. This is what it taught. Are you getting me? Till 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, which is Christ. And all things are of God, who has made us what? Who has reconciled us to God, to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So the ministry of reconciliation is beholding the glory of the Lord. That's how you have been made the righteousness of God. So the ministration of righteousness, or ministering righteousness, is to get the release from the glory of God, the firing of the particles of righteousness into us until we are made the righteousness of God. You see, what I am doing for you right now by Jesus is to drop substances. Then, you see, that Spirit of glory will follow you home. Is it this covenant? What you are doing there is called the first covenant. Making eye contact with glory. To eye contact means to see. To see is to have understanding. To have is to discern. When you have understanding, anybody that understood and the thing gets clear, even to a measure, Spirit follow you home. The same glory that is using the minister to teach divides itself, and then it follows you to your own abode. Then begin to arrange a condition for those words to be real in your life. That's how this thing is. Remember when I came home, something happened, and it is that Spirit. You got it from the meeting. There's an impartation of glory. There's a Spirit of glory in this conference that is following you home. When they say it's from glory to glory or spirit to spirit, meaning there are portions in the ministrations. And these portions are from one degree to another. You can't have all the portion at once. It's the face of God. It's the manifestation of His faith that God teaches us to be wise in salvation. To have the wisdom of salvation. Not wisdom that gets me to salvation, but salvation itself, which is life everlasting. So it means you can live a life called saved life. So it is not just, hey, I am saved. It's a lifestyle. And you will dwell in that life. And as you are living it, you are saved. No incursion of corruption into that life that can stop you. You can live a life that is stainless. You can live a life that is incorruptible. You can get to a rightness of life. Are you getting me? That becomes so done that you become incorruptible. That you can gain the wisdom of incorruptibility. Wisdom is life. I mean, you can purport yourself in the spirit. Learn how to keep yourself incorruptible by impartation of the ministry of righteousness. Meaning, they are working your judgment to beat evil. Say some. This is labor. What did they do to you? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So to bring many sons unto glory. That's why they will make he made the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So the first glories, can we say that after me? Say it again, son. Shout it again. Is to acquire works of God. Say works of God. Which is righteousness. You know, yesterday I thought about it. The light the high priest shine is good and perfect. The light the high priest shine can't be tempted. You need all the lights that cannot be tempted. You need all the gifts that can never be poor. You need to acquire a life and come to his peace. Like the hand of Christ is peace. The hand of everlasting life is peace. There is a peace of everlasting life. The hand of that peace is greater than the peace that Christ gives. This peace, when it's given to you, the dragon has nothing to do with you. The dragon meaneth nothing to you. The prince of this world cometh and found nothing in me. I say you can attain a life where Satan will offer anything and he knows that it's nothing to you. You know, they offered the whole world to Jesus. He didn't answer with terrific prayer. When you answer with terrific prayer, the thing is pulling you.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, I know my Jesus, I know my God. God knows that I can never deny him. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Hallelujah. I have Adonai. It's a lie. Temptation is already occurring. All those songs is because something is happening. You are trying to erase it, not so sir. But Jesus, even at the beginning of his ministry, with life everlasting, they offer him, I call it the beginning of the everlasting coronation. When they gave him the world, Satan tempted him with so much. The first one, if thou be the Son of God, command the stone to become bread. Well, you know, if you are the one, hallelujah, Ela Koriada, Shomila Yekana, baby, you know. Okuta di bready. Are you getting that, man? What happens, sir? You try me. You won't try me. You want to try me? You want to try me? Why you throw the stone off and the thing became red? Satan will just shake his tail. Baba Mutipariye. This one, I just easily pull. Just life will bread me. Stone was what he has acquired. turn it to bread. Meaning use your everlasting sense of acquisition for natural living. Somebody said, what? Tell me the value of this thing. What is this? Can you tell me the profit of this everlasting life? I don't believe in an everlasting life that can put food on your table, that can solve your natural problem. And you know, why everlasting life? Only need bread, lower. When you are looking for everlasting life, you won't ask for food. Food will come. Which day did I ask? Is there any day that I have asked God for food? How long? Lord, I want you to fill this out. Apogari. So go ban jetty or baron. Elubati or shawa elubati. Baba mi loki onunjo. My Father who is in heaven, who sits on the throne. Ah! If you go to my pa one more. Oba Yarabi Oba Oke. Orisirisi agbalumo lo wa nu oko. Osan wewe loko bani. Baba mi, baba mi. Ojise re ma je ki oju ti wa. Obi apon orun la. Alagbara. Tingbo jiki jiki. Eru jaje Oba Farao. Hallelujah. Is that how we pray? Some of us. I don't know the time I pray that prayer. And honestly, I don't even know how food comes. What is food? You have gone past that realm. Why should I be thinking of food when I have many thoughts to think? Evangeline, you can see glory. Glory is not to think mundane things. Glorious mind thinks of heavenly things. I say, may God will grant you glory. Amen. Now, there is a life, this is unglorious life. And God wants to translate you and make you glorious. When you're a glorious girl, you won't be afraid of who to marry. Or when, my brother, is your voting. Let me tell you, glory will take care of your husband. And you know, some people go to church where boys are plenty. When you come to a church, let me just go to another church. It's not life that is making you choose church. You don't check word. What do you check, sir? When you have everlasting, when you are gunning for everlasting life and your mind becomes so glorious, you won't drop in thought. It's not half faith, teach faith. No. Glory breeds faith. Glory. Glory is a life of high separation. When you are glorious, you want to dirty yourself. It's glory, it's not pride. It's glory. I'm not talking about trying to. It's glory. They've given you so much glory. Now you can't defy yourself anymore. They're giving you so much glory. So if the image manifestation is not there, when God is called, you have not lived enough glory. You have not given God enough fruit of glory. You won't have the reason to now say, I will put things in subjection under your feet. It won't. It won't. We're supposed to appear in the world of glory where we become perfectly free. Called perfect liberty. When all the image manifestation, all the image debris is fully stored in us and cake. When you become cake with the image of God, life everlasting becomes your inheritance. Then you'll be able to say, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. Glory, glory, and glorious. From one glory to another. Image making for one glory. Until that image is potent enough to call for the call of heaven. Is potent enough to call for the true God. It is image that carries glory. Eternal glory. It is eternal power that calls for the Godhead. Godhead is the true, only true God. Is the Achelon of all God. Is the pure dimension. Purest God form. Raw energy of eternal life. I was telling people, God was telling me, say, there is what is called incorruptible seed. And God now told me, yet there is another seed called eternal seed. There is an eternal seed. If you are not incorruptible, you can't swallow eternal seed. Say it, my son.
You are not incorruptible. You can't swallow eternal seed.
Now, there are two seeds in eternal life. Two seeds. It obeys geography of agriculture. There are two climates in eternal life. How do I know? Check the rewards. The first food of eternal life is the corn of eternal life, which is hidden manna. Hidden manna is the first fruits of life eternal. When you eat it, eternal life, this new sense of eternal life is born in you. Let me show you 36 of Ezekiel, verse chapter 36 of Ezekiel. I will take you from among the heathen and guide you out of our countries and bring you into your own land. Verse 20, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness. Of your idols will I cleanse it. It is when you become Christ. Then, when you are about to attain the status of God, you have another law, a new heart. Will I also give you, and I will give you a new spirit. When I put new spirit into you, because new spirit is for the new man, which is the new spirit of the new man, and new heart is the new man. The new spirit is charity upon the new man. I get a new heart. Say new heart.
New heart.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say new.
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 Say it again.
New.
Then upon the new heart, what do you put there? New spirit. Now, hope and faith makes the new heart.
Yes.
Spirit, new spirit, is actually charity. Makes a complete new man. Then I will put you within you the I will put within you my spirit, isn't it? And I will take away the stony heart from your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Then, sir, that man becomes flesh. Say it, son.
That man becomes flesh.
And the flesh of God is Christ. What God eats as flesh is Christ. Say it, son.
What God eats as flesh.
So the flesh of God is what, my brother, is Christ. So this heart is what God is looking for. Then God will put everlasting life in him. I will put my law, which is my spirit, within you and cause you to walk in my respect or status. Status, not so. You will walk where? I love the word that respect or standards. You will walk in my high places because of my spirit. Meaning you heed your walk higher than just the heart of flesh. The heart of flesh is what can carry out God's status. And that status will help you to keep my judgment. I love the word keep my judgment. I will give you judgment through my spirit. You will see my status. And when you have seen my status and you walk in them, what happened? You are now becoming a keeper of my judgment. When you keep my judgment, then you will do them. When you do them, you shall now dwell in your land, which is everlasting life, that I gave your fathers, is the land of fathers. Everlasting life is the land of fathers. And you shall be my people. That's the end. And I will be your God. You are a son of the everlasting God. Can I go further? Then I will also save you from all your uncleanness. This is the saving of the soul. And I will, now immediately I save you, then I will call for the corn. The corn. This is Eden manna. I will call for the corn. And when I call for the corn, I will increase it. And lay no famine upon you. But that's not the end. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree, which is tree of life. And increase the field, that you shall no more be reproached among the heathen. There are two things here. Corn, which is hidden manna. Tree of life, which is the fruit of the tree, which bear 12 manna. Increase it is to bear his fruits in his shade. 12 manna of fruits. I will just mention something. To have eternal life is to have a life of weight. Eternal life is worthy. Yes. You come into worthiness. It's not just ordinary glory. It's called eternal weight of glory. When that weight comes on you, it's coming to pass. Hear me. I say it's coming to pass. Amen. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Whether you like it or not, everlasting life is being perceived by many of you. And I perceive some people, many of you, are already taking step into it. Life, everlasting life is real. In 5 years to come, or 3 years to come, we'll have been having graduates of everlasting life. It's a realm of quick work. PJ, when everlasting life is now being fully lived, they will now prepare you to carry weight. When the day is done, when you have become a star, you see, there's no time to share with you the realms of eternal stars. There's no time. And see how God will give duty of weight to eternal stars. But just understand that if somebody is not a day star, he can't transact in the world eternal. That's why morning stars are dangerous. Eshe, thank you for teaching us this morning. Morning stars, who are they, sir? First of all, eternal life is weighty. Say it, son. And that is why eternal life does bring in subjection. What makes things come under feet? When God is saying, I am bringing all things under his feet, is actually committing the life of reigning on you. What makes God reign of it is because of his weighty, his eternal weightiness, his eternal life. So eternal life is not just only a life that we have. Eternal life subdues. Eternal life subdues. Eternal life brings under. Eternal life casts weight. Don't you know even the change of our body is through the power of the Son of God, the only Son of God. Is he who is able to change our vile body according to his own glorious body, according to the working of his power, which can bring, will bring all things under subjection. So the power of subjection is what is how that thing manifests. So glory, subjection, the subjective glory, or the glory that subject, the glory that reigns over things is actually the manifestation of God's rod to beat things down. When eternal life is at work, what happens? It will bring things under. You know, Jesus is reigning. I'm not hearing you. Say it again. He must reign until he poop. Say it again. So how is he doing it? Eternal weight. It means every enemies, even death, will be brought under our feet. We overcome death. But death needs to be under your feet. You don't just overcome it. Where do you bring it, sir? Under your feet. Now, under your feet is a commitment of God to you through his eternal life, eternal judgment. Are we blessed? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see how the dragon was brought down? How was he brought down? Overcoming through everlasting life. And immediately as he came down, he was put under subjection. I want to tell you the truth, sir. Without eternal weight, things will still have the same weight with you. So you need weight to put down weight. Eternal weight will bring all things. Now, not just enemies only. Not enemies. Hebrews 5:2-5 says, the world to come, the world to come is not under angels' feet, but this present world will be put where? The world to come will now be put where? It means you will subject the world to come. The world to come, angels don't have the manifestation of the weight, their eternal weight can't keep the world to come under. But it's not everybody that the world to come will be subject to. But this present world is not even in the hand of men. It's in the hand of angels. Do you agree with me? It's in the hand of who? Father, help me. Say, in the hand of angels. Shout it. I want to just move further a bit, then I'll be end. I'm about to finish. Four more laps. Say, it's in the hands of angels. For unto the angels that he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. How does it bring in subjection under feet? Is what, my brother? It's true glory. But it's weighty. Say it again. Glory. That is what's weighty. Can we shout it again? Glory that is weighty. All of us say that again.
Glory that is weighty.
Are we ready? Say, I am ready.
I am ready.
Can we shout, say, I am ready?
I am ready.
Sir, the angels they gave this present world to has got glory to put the world, the present, under their feet. Everything about the present, that's what Satan had. Lucifer had a portion. He was among those angels. My pastor called them chief cherubims. What do they call them, sir? Can we shout it again, sir? All of us should shout that, sir. Say it again. A custodian of the present world. Custodians of what, sir? Now you can see that, hear me, that the reason the debt, the strength debt pools was not really, was not debt at first. It was a debt does not play with people. Debt subjects. Debt takes. Debt subdue. Is because of the inheritance. So you see, the power of debt is actually how death takes. Is the subjective power. It's an inheritance in angel. What is this inheritance? Is the morning star nature. It is not just a day star, like you said, it's a morning star. Morning star have brightness to interpret eternal strength. I don't want to make a mistake. Morning stars are angels of the east. When you hear east of Hede, meaning eternal life. In Hebrew language, eternal is called east. Everlasting, north. East. When you say east of Eden is where the tree of life was planted. So, east is eternal realm. God told me, so I was thinking. So I said, check it out in Hebrew. In the New Testament, you won't find it. It's a, because the oracle is committed to them. I remember I talked everlasting life. I saw the interpretation. Eternal. I saw eternal life. Simple. East. Take a detour. It's not just going forward. It's not just going upward. Take a detour. Lead. Or break out of the confluence and exist in a different realm. When somebody breaks out of you, it means he has diverted into a world unknown. He said that is eternal. Then God told me it can only take beings who have brightness to interpret eternal realm. Open to Hebrew chapter 1. This is where we finish. God, who has sundry times in diverse manner spake in time past to the fathers by the prophet, but hath in this last day spoken unto us by his own Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, and by whom he, this heir of all things is everlasting life. Then the next one, let's see, he is being the brightness of his glory, and what again? Reverend, it is this brightness Satan used in creating sin and death. By the reason of your brightness, you have corrupted your wisdom. The brightness is an hedge over creation. I hope I'm talking to you. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Bright beings. You cannot be bright except you're a morning star. Morning stars are the one they committed the inheritance of subjection. It's a difference. It's a wisdom. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a wisdom. It's a wisdom. It's a wisdom. It's a wisdom to act into the secret of bringing things under. He has that. And he thought if he could run away with this, he would deal with this present creation. And to a degree, the present creation suffer. And that's why they groan up till now, waiting for the manifestation. It is the whole creation traveling in pain and groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of who, sir? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What I'm saying, I perceive few are the people who are following. So let me just stop. But are you blessed? Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
My heart is to go further, but I can't. Hallelujah. I know the portal is open. Reverend, we'll go deeper. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Brightness takes care of the eternal God. Then image of his person takes care of the everlasting dimension. The glory of God. Look at me. The glory of God is not just that jasper. The brightness of his glory the brightness of his glory. Jasper light is that he talks in Revelation is actually the covering by the Holy Ghost. The light the Father wears as a garment. But I'm talking about the eternal body, the eternal essence of the Father, not just his image. His image is his work. His eternal self is his glory. Both realms are glorious, but one is more. Is the glory head glory. Then the lesser one, the one under, is the body of God's glory. Can we say that if we have God head, then we have his body. That his body is the realm of the everlasting God. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I think it's clear.
Yeah.
So the interpreter of the glorious God, eternal glorious God, is actually the bright and the morning star. Is it the bright and the morning star, which is the only true God, is the one that has the sense, the edge to decipher God, to declare him, to say who he is in his eternal raw state. Is that the only begotten Son of God has declared him? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
We are becoming glorious. Can. Say it, every one of you. And Jesus will give the reward. Now, I am not saying you have become eternal by the things I am saying, but God wants you to see it. There is a picture, painting of the eternal dimension. They need to show you the future, so that when you see it, you will run, and you can be a partaker of it. Are we blessed today? I don't know. Are you blessed in this conference? Hear me. No one comes to this convention and has not made pact with God. Do you know that these things is not a season of, it's not just making, not just sounding knowledge. It's opening covenant.
Yeah.
Things that are hidden concerning God, and you are actually removing the cloth around him. That's what we are doing. It's a feast. It's special. If you are not ordained to carry it out, are you listening to me? We can't do it. It's an ordination for a blessing. You've been under blessing since. Since on Sunday, on Monday, and today, I say blessing also has been given to you.
Yeah.
How does God bless? God blesses through his face. God is communicating blessing to you. All we have done here is share his face. And if his face blesses, then you are blessed. This is a blessing that nobody can take from you. When we were younger, in my teens, we received things we held for a long time that are not as strong as these. And God gave us more because we are faithful with them. We were hungry, we got things from men, and we used them and kept using them and kept using them, and God brought more. If God caused us to be faithful and we are never disappointed, even if holding things God gave in little measure, in little strength, what of this light that is shining? I say you are blessed.
Amen.
You can't, if you know what is being shared here and you are committed to it, if you know what manner of blessing you are becoming, because the sharing of everlasting life is to make a blessed man, a time will come we will call you blessed. God said to Abraham, come out from among your country, get out of your country, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. For I will make your name great. I will make a great nation out of thee. I will make you a blessing. And thou shalt be blessed. Anyone who curses you is cursed. Anyone who bless you is blessed. Because you have become blessed. I see that position in the spirit God promised Abraham. It's not just to Abraham alone. It's also to you. You come into a place where you will be as blessed. Look at Christ, not just Abraham. Who is Christ? Is he not blessed? Huh? Is Christ not a blessing to people? God wants to make you also a blessing. When every member of you is blessed. Don't you know you have received blessing? You are receiving blessing? I say you are receiving blessing. I say you are receiving blessing. In this convention, you don't know what manner of curses has been treated. Limitation. That you don't even know how to handle. Limitation of dragons. Are you getting me? Limitations of what, man? By the dragons. Dragons of the sea. Dragon of the sky. Limitation by the mouth of the enemy. By the reason of washing has taken place. Things that are in your members, you are not seeing. That it can only take wars to remove.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The greatest curse is face. Satan has cursed nations with his face. They call it the face of the covering cast over all nations. No prayer formula can remove it. A face must be brought to delete the curse. I just want to say to you, in this conference, a feast of fasting has been made.
Yeah.
I will say to you that you are no longer under a curse.
Yeah.
But you are under blessing.
Yeah.
You have seated, you've been seated here for hours, hours. You are not just learning. You are actually what, sir? You are changing your things, the particles of blessing of a cause that is still hiding somewhere, that faith has imprinted upon our parents. Are you listening to me? Some of them, they didn't escape it, but God chose you to escape it. That from your lineage forward, not from behind, they will begin to get blessed. Are you ready for me? I just want to say, you know, when somebody say, as from today, you've been poor in your family, you shall no longer be poor. I have not brought that to you. I am not a minister of that limitation. There is a life beyond money. To be blessed, I said to be blessed, is not to have gold. To be blessed is to have bread and wine. Abraham chose rightly.
Wow.
He didn't choose wrongly. I said, you have received blessing today.
Yeah.
Immediately he brought bread and wine. He said, blessed be God of the Most High. Bless God, the Most High God. Who has, what, sir? The God possessor of the heaven and earth. Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. Or blessed be the Most High God who delivers Abraham's enemies into his hand. Look, do your hand like this. God told Abraham when he was blessing him for Isaac's sake. Immediately he couldn't slay Isaac anymore. He did not slay Isaac again. They gave him a ram to slay. And God said to him, your seed's hand shall possess the gates of his enemy.
Yeah.
Another place, I think it was Jacob they told. He said, the hand of your seed will hold the enemy by the neck.
Yeah.
You know, but when you hold an enemy by the neck, what happens? Both hands and the hind limbs is what, sir? Is helpless. Because life flows from the trunk, from the body, from the head to the throat. When you hold it, you hold that, it becomes what, sir? Helpless. You have held it captive. Meaning you have discovered him. I say you will discover your enemy.
Yeah.
Because God will teach your hands to war.
Amen.
And your finger to battle.
Amen.
I am telling you, you are blessed.
Amen.
You are not cursed.
Amen.
Can you look at your life in 40 years time?
Hey.
And see an interpretation of... Listen, listen, listen. This is not where you attend prayer meetings for your life to receive car. Don't go that place now. Leave it for people who have not seen light. Everything about your life is already arranged. It's a phase you are dealing with. When you are dealing with a phase, you are dealing with permanent blessing. Original permanent blessing. What is called blessing? So anybody who comes here, you must not go back with sorrow. Hey, there is no Igbesi Aye. You don't have Igbesi Aye. That Igbesi Aye is what devil gave. People succeed in it in their flesh. They succeed. They fail inside it. Hey, come on, my badger. No. That say that can badge, but the one they are giving to you is to new one, incorruptible, undefiled, that faded not away. That's what you are receiving here. People get for this conference to occur. It's not for ephemeral. Say something is not vain talk spiritual. We are not joking. You think we are just saying making people stupid? No. Spiritual means permanent. Spiritual is real. Oh. Look at it. Touch yourself. Touch yourself. Touch your clothes. Is your clothes real? It's not real. This clothes will fade away. So this is not real. This is not blessing. I'm talking about things that are real. For the fact that you don't see things, that doesn't mean they are not real.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
If things, for the fact that things are not real, seen, doesn't mean they are not real. And God doesn't want you to always see things as this, your eyes seeing it. God wants you to engage sighting more than how you do it with your flesh. Adam doesn't at first look at the natural. He did not know he was naked. It means he was seeing something more. So now begin to look at those things.
Hallelujah.
See yourself from that picture. See yourself from that dimension. I want to plant something in you. I want you to overcome. I want you to plant something in you. It means you will never be afraid whether you will not make it or you will make it. Because making it or not making it is not in your language. Have I taken you out? It means even when people make it, they've not made it.
Yes, sir.
And when people don't make it, they've not made it.
Yes, sir.
Neither Jew nor Gentile. We can't define you. You have made it somewhere. See, the spiritual controls the natural. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Woe betide me if I count myself that through my garment I evaluate myself. It means I am anathema. Yes. Re-blessing. Say re-blessing, daughter.
Re-blessing.
Don't come out of Eternal Life Embassy. Don't come out of this conference regretting. Today. I say today.
Today.
Say it again, every one of you.
Today.
Thoughts that are found with natural men should not be found in your member. Amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to say some things more. Are you ready?
Yes,
do you know the prosperity of your life does not determine where you stay. Where you live. For example, some people are living in America, that doesn't mean they are better. I, for one, doesn't see it as an escape route or something like that. Are you listening to me? So it's not what defines you. Sorry, Odata. I'm not wasting your time, isn't it? I'm blessing you. Right now I have taught, but now I'm initiating you into blessing. We are putting the blessing upon you. So it's not where you stay. Lift up your heart to God. I want you to look up to God. I'm not saying you should pray. Just look up to God. Look up to God. Yes. It's like take up your eyes and look who ought to be seen. Look at him who is blessed. You cannot look at him and not be blessed. When you look at curse, you will be cursed. When you look at blessing, you will be blessed. Lift up your eyes and see him. Fix your gaze on him. So shall your blessing be. See him with his blessed. Yea, God and his son. For he is blessed, his son is blessed. Look at him that is blessed. Look at how he blessed the son. Look at how he raises the son. Have I not said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, endured the contradiction of sinners, he sat now at the right hand of God and the majesty on high. Look at him. Look at what he became. Look at what he became. This is where you ought to be. Who you are looking at is who you are supposed to look like. Who you are looking at is where you ought to be. Look at him. You'll be set on a throne on the right hand of the majesty on high. Look at what you're supposed to be. Look at him, the Son, not here on earth. Have I not said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will make all men to, and all men shall see me, and all men shall be drawn unto me. Look at him who is raised. Look at him who is blessed. Look at him, then your life shall be raised. Look at him and your life shall be lifted. Look at him and you will know blessing all your life, saith the Lord. And I will command the natural to serve you. I hear God. I am delivering men from slavery of pains. Service of pains have ceased. Because the true light is already shining. I say you will serve God. All the days of your life. Are you blessed? Can you begin to thank him? Just give him praise.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.